not get into that bed with you fast enough. Hey, that's not what I meant. Okay, maybe that's a little what I meant. Much better. This is perfection. I'm pretty sure I've been thinking about this since we had to get out of this bed this morning. I talked to my mom today. She says hi. No, that's not all she said. You know how she is. I'm not fully up to date on every major and minor life event of my family for 3 generations. I heard her rather passionate opinion on the shirt I was wearing in that Instagram pic. Oh, and they got the Netflix. Yes, those were finger quotes. I told her you would go by this weekend and explain how to use it. Because they listen to you. Please, baby. Oh, thank you. You see, another thing I've been experiencing today was that I got a lot of compliments about my hair. You see, I wore my hair in a high ponytail and my curls were just jumping, bouncing. I know you like my hair a lot. I mean, it's so soft. You don't have to deny it, you know? And work was overall really lovely today. Yeah, it was. My boss was nice and I didn't have to do that much work, actually. I was able to go a bit sooner out of there. But I still feel so exhausted. This really is the best part of every day, you know that? Well, maybe the second best part. The best part might be rolling over in the morning and watching you snore and drool on your... Oh, okay, okay. But you absolutely snore. Seriously, though? I look forward to this every day. Sometimes I'll be at work or wherever and I'll be frustrated about something and I come here in my head. I come to these moments with you and I just calm down. I know I have this waiting for me at the end of the day. I know I probably don't say it enough because we're dealing with work and bills and just life, but I wouldn't rather be doing any of it with someone else, you know that? No, stop, it's true. I look forward to... Come here. I look forward to laying against you. Slipping a leg between yours, like this. Putting an arm around you. You're always so warm. Running my fingers along your back. smells so good. No, not the soap or the shampoo. You. It's the smell of you. I love you back. Yeah. That feels good. Good. What else? Well, I love all of your body. Every single inch. I mean, I could show you. Okay, I know. I'm tired too. It's true though. I do love your body. And the parts I know you don't like. Especially the parts I know you don't like. I think this part might be my favorite part though. I love the smell. Yes, I love the things you do to me with it. But I also love when you smile. I love the way the corner tucks down when you're really focused on something. The smirk you give me when I tease you. I actually really just enjoy watching you speak sometimes. Close your eyes, baby. I know you're sleepy. I love watching you when you don't realize I'm doing it. Sometimes I will walk in the room and stop and not let you know I'm there, just so I can watch you. You have all these mannerisms, all these things you do, and I love every one of them. It's like I've learned to read you, know what you're feeling and thinking, without you even saying a word. I laugh when you get excited about something, even angry. You're eyes get bright and you flush. I love when you laugh. When you really, really laugh. It comes up from somewhere deep and it lights up your whole face. I love that sound. I love when I can tell you're just on the edge of sleep. The little ticks and twitches as your body settles. Your breath slow and even. Oh, that sigh when you finally drift off. I'm not sure what I did. Mm-hmm.